Hey everybody, now I'd like to share with you the technology that we use and how we were able to produce nearly $400,000 in results, $380,000 to be exact, in 2015 alone. And it's called Squeeze Funnels. And you know, it's a very easy way on how you'll be able to create, you know, your very own funnels, sales funnels, you know, from start to finish, you know, opt-ins, thank you download pages, sales pages, upsell pages, bonus pages for your own product launches, affiliate offers, just about anything. If you're doing any opt-in campaigns, this is perfect. If you're doing affiliate offers, this is perfect. If you're doing, you know, CPA, if you're doing lead gen, this is perfect. If you're doing, you know, the whole product launch sequence, this is for you. Now, let me just show you what it is, rather than, you know, I talk about it for a bit. Now, this is the Squeeze Funnels Editor. This is where you'll be able to edit your pages. This is where you'll be able to edit your funnels and everything like that. All right, as you can see here, there's you know, tons of categories here that we put in. You get bonus pages, launch pages, opt-in pages, you know, pre-launch pages, upsell pages, webinar pages, and thank you pages. So, you know, that's the full complement of pages that you need if you're building out your very own funnel. If you're doing it for the first time, then, you know, this is the perfect guide for you. And if you're already a pro at doing this, then this is going to make things a lot easier for you. Now, let's select, let's try editing. And these are the templates. There's a ton of them in here. So you can see there, you could even scroll up and down. And some of the templates here are GV approved. All right, so some of our top affiliates have approved these for use. So, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of time, right, you know, split testing, checking which ones are working, which ones are not. So, you know, you don't have to waste that time, because you know that these funnels, that these templates actually work. So they have actually pulled in hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, for ourselves, for our other affiliates, our other partners who have also allowed their pages to be put in here as templates. Now, I don't know, if I add all of these together, it could be, you know, all of the pages here, all of the templates, all of the sales pages here could amount up to nearly $1.5 million in sales. All right, so let's go in and look at the modules that we have here with Squeeze Funnels. All right, and how easy it is for you to make those edits. Now, like I said, this is a drag and drop builder. All right, so you got tons of layouts here. So you could create rows. All right, you could create one column, two column, three, up to six column rows. Right, you could do a sidebar if you're creating, you know, you could also create web pages, complete websites with these, all right, with the Squeeze Funnel Builder. All right, we got modules here, buttons, all right, calls to action, contact form, you know, HTML if you do a bit of coding, headers, icons, maps, right, photos, that's your images, all right, social buttons, subscribe form, text editor, video. All right, of course, video. If you plan to put in videos, that's very simple. That's very easy. All right, and some more modules here. You know, some pro modules here that you could work on, that you could put in into your funnels. You could add into these existing templates, or you could create your very own from scratch. So some cool functionality, some cool features here, like the accordion call out. You know, more calls to action, content slider, which is pretty cool. Gallery, you know, icon group, posts, pricing table, sidebar, slideshow, tabs, and testimonials. Now, here, let me just show you some really cool modules that we have. All right, so I'm just going to showcase some of the important ones here that's going to, you know, you will feel like something that's really going to be important, that's going to be very, very, which you will think it's very, very important to get your business to the next level. So we have the subscribe form settings. All right, if you can see here, there's a ton of integrations built in already. So you don't have to worry about that. So all of the more popular autoresponders, you know, you have AWeber, you have GetResponse, you have MailChimp, you got Infusionsoft, you can start your list generation, right? Your lead gen campaigns, your lead gen pages with SqueezeFunnels because of these integrations. Also, if you do webinars, right? If you can see in our templates, we do have a whole lot of webinar invite pages, and we have the GoToWebinar integration as well. And you could integrate to your email, just send to your email. You could absolutely do that. All right. So you could select which ones you like and then just set it up. Right. And you could set it up. You could, you could change out the layout here. The good thing here is when you're editing is you can, pull this aside so you could, have a good look at what you're editing. So let me just zoom out here for a bit. So I hope you guys can see that very, much, much clearly. And you have the success action. You could do a redirect. And this is where, this is where your thank you pages are going to come in. Your thank you pages you could create within SqueezeFunnels as well, using the templates that we have. All right. So the layout, you could do stacked, you could do inline, and you can see here, it's very much a WYSIWYG editor, because if you change it like what I did here, inline, and it changed to inline. All right. And if you could change to stacked, then it's going to change. You just wait for a bit, and then it's going to stack themselves up. And then, you could hide the name field. There's a whole lot of other options here. And buttons, all right? You could do the buttons as well. And let's see here. You could select an icon, which is pretty cool. I think this is also a very cool feature, because this is already integrated with, Font Awesome, Foundation icons, WordPress dash icons. So all you do is you just need to search, right? Let's say PayPal. There you go. You got 3-4 PayPal icons. Let's say sale, right? There you go. Let's say sell. All right, there you go. Visa. So, car, whatever it is that you might think, what icon you could search. Cart, let's say, I know some technologies like this don't have the search feature, but here you'll be able to search that, which is going to make it very, very easy for you to make those changes, to make those edits. All right, if you can see here, the cart, there you go. And then the buttons as well. Now, similarly, this is going to work for the button module. All right, so let's just go there, and I'll just email here so that it just works, so that I can save it up. Should be okay. Thank you message. Yeah, let's just save that there. Let me see. All right, but yeah, you will need to put in some account details here to make that work. So you do have some advanced design settings as well, or layouting settings. You got pixels here, how far the margins will be, and responsive layout, and all of the things that you create here. All right, everything you create here will be mobile responsive. All right, so you don't need to worry about designing. You don't need to worry about additional coding. So you can do animations, styles as well. So, all those really cool HTML5, those latest sites, you'll be able to create those. All right. And if you want to add in more content, just click on add content, and this slider is going to appear there. So that's the subscribe form. All right. That's, one of the things there I like to show you guys, the subscribe form, and then the buttons here. So this is the click here button right here. This is the button editor. And what we have here is we have pre-made buttons. So if you enable that, let me just show you some quick buttons here. If we enable that, so you could select whether it's add to cart. There you go. You could even change the colors. You could make it animate. All right, so there's tons of animations here. Some of cards here that we love to put on those buy buttons. All right. And then, of course, we can put in the position here in the tile settings, and let's put it into center, so it goes into the center of our page.